Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
That is indeed strong upon this house. We return all praise and glory to you. This morning, speak to us in a way only you can. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All right, shake someone to your right and left and say, good morning, welcome to church. God bless you. You may please be seated. Amen. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 6. Now I start the reading from verse 1. And in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look you out amongst you, 7 men of honest report. Now let me quickly touch a bit here. When it comes to being trusted with church leadership or activity, it is never a function of your charisma. What did I say? About your charisma. It is never a function of your ability to be smart. First thing first, it is God who identifies men, and he does so by heart. Do you understand what I'm saying here? All right. I've been on a research walk for some weeks now, studying into the interest of different international countries in Africa. Countries like Belgium, some of them are silent countries, you don't get to hear much about them. But most of them are behind the destabilization of this continent. With one hand, they give aid. With the other hand, they destabilize your country so they can cut out the things they need to take. So there are many things that is obvious across human history that justifies the reason why God's basis for seeing men is the heart. Sometimes someone can have wrong actions, but a good heart, because he doesn't know better. But the worst is you can have good actions with a wrong heart, because you are pretentious. The move of God was resting on few individuals, and God was going to ensure continuity. And because I've always taught ministers, if there's going to be continuity in any ministry, this is the formula. 7 men. So I'm not saying it always have to be 7. But these individuals must be of honest report. And for you to know how serious this is, Paul also mentioned it to the Corinthians. He says, seeing we have this ministry, we faint not having received mercy. All right, but we have renounced the hidden things of what? Dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness, but by the manifestation of truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? Honest report. That is, when you ask brother, hey, what's your impression about this person? It's the same thing with what everybody has. That is, the fellow does not have dual personality. That is what it means to have honest report. To be straight. Are you following what I'm saying here? Good. All right? Go back to that scripture, please. All right? Seven men of honest report. Full. Somebody say full. Come on, say it again. Full of the Holy Ghost. Say it again. Full of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, so ask your neighbor, are you full of the Holy Spirit? Now, listen. The evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost is not speaking with tongues, speaking in tongues. All right? Somebody can get up from fornication bed and prophesy. The evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost is not drama. How do you identify men who are full of the Holy Spirit? All right. Number one, they are led by the Spirit. That which you are full of leads you. And Philip, being filled with the Holy Spirit, was led, all right, to the Ethiopian eunuch. So if you study this person's life, you will see little of self and more of divine leadership. Are you following what I'm saying there? There are many people who forget the Holy Ghost exists throughout the week until Sunday. The lifestyle, nothing is indicative of his existence. I mean, individuals who have become so powerful that you can get up in the morning and not even say a prayer. But once it's time in church, when you are full of the Spirit, we see that, all right, from the fruit, not the gift. From what? The fruit. Yeah. And I tell people, anybody can do miracles because they are gifts. What kind of miracle is a gift? Are you aware? It is not a sign of your maturity. Are you aware? If I give you a gift, for instance, I saw a man give his, was it 8-year-old daughter, a Jeep, about 50-something million naira Jeep. That gift is not a sign that she's mature to handle it. It's a gift. All right? Uh-huh. But fruit, tender plants don't bear fruit. It takes mature ones. Fruit is the real evidence of maturity. Are you with me now? Uh-huh. All right? Look at it. Men of what? Honest report. Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Somebody say, and wisdom. It's not all Christians that are wise. True? Talk to me now. I said it is not all Christians that are wise. Not all Christians are wise. And sometimes we have found a way to make wisdom look like the ability to say nice things. Or wisdom is the ability to say wise things. Sometimes you see comedy online and say, hey, Mr. Rufus, give me wisdom. And this one will now say that when a man goes to marry from so and so and so and so, and then this, eesh. That one enter. And you know what I found out? Listen. Listen very well. Wise people don't make haste. You won't find that. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right. By haste, I mean they are not living under pressure, rushing to be known to. All right. Now, let's look at this scripture with TPT. Now, look at it. He said, we want you to carefully select from among yourselves 7 godly men. Make sure they are honorable. Amen. Say it again. Make sure they are honorable. Oh, yes. What does it mean to be honorable? It means to live a life that commands honor. True? Oh, yes. Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Say it again. Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Say it again. Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Now, why must they be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom? He said, because we will turn this responsibility over to them. You see that now? So, what is wisdom there? Wisdom is that which enables you to handle your God-ordained responsibilities. That's why they have to be full of wisdom. Because the responsibility God wants to give you requires wisdom. Doesn't require this, settle down. It requires what? Wisdom. And let me say, you can't manifest wisdom if your character is not trained. Oh, yes. Your character will be trained to be wise. Are you following what I'm saying here? Why? They have to be full of the Spirit. They have to have the spirit of wisdom. Why? Because there is a responsibility coming. You need wisdom to carry your God-ordained responsibility. For instance, all right, when you are getting married, you are about to carry a responsibility. And hey, you don't carry that responsibility with just love. You need to be wise. If not, that love is what will even kill you. Have you seen people that will kill their spouse and say, because I can't share him? Oh, yes. I'd rather die. He said, I found a girl's text message on his phone. I can't share him. I can't share him. I can't share him. And they will kill themselves too. You've not seen that before. I said, you've not seen that before. Oh, yeah. Let me say this to you. Your emotions will always, 90% of the time, be contrary to your destiny. It is wisdom that puts you in balance. Yeah. It is wisdom that puts you in balance. It is wisdom that says no on many occasions. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm teaching you? Why did Joseph flee from Potiphar's wife? He said, how will I do these things and sin against God? What do you call that? Talk to me. What do you call that? No, that's not wisdom. That's not what you call wisdom. That's the fear of God. All right? That's what? The fear of God. And the Bible said that fear in itself is not even wisdom. It is the beginning. It is the beginning of wisdom. So, that you fear God. And people say, wow, that fellow is wise. God says wisdom is even deeper than that. That's the entry point to wisdom. All right? And that every decision you make, do you know what it means to fear God? It means to reverence God. Let me give you an instance. If I tell you I'm coming to visit you in your house, and when I get to your house, I notice that your arrangement was the same way you would have if I'm not coming to visit you, I will never show up again. And I will never take you serious. Because reverence demands a change of posture. It demands orderliness. Listen to what I'm saying here. Alright? Yeah. It demands going extra mile. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying. Oh, you are hearing that for the first time. If I say I'm coming to greet you, you won't see me in your house. Maybe since this ministry started, of course, you know, if I tell you I'm coming, God help me. All right? So, you know, this person, you may never see this person again in your house till Jesus comes. That's the truth. Thank God for good things, celebrations and all that, because he's not going to be around your vicinity forever. So, reverence demands That you put things in perspective. True? That's reverence. Why? Because someone is coming. That's a level. Level two. Now, the first level is reverence, that which is done in respect to an appearance or a presence. God is here. I won't do this. Level two. You've sent a child to school. You are not there with the child. But you have given the child instruction. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right. And the child sees the colleagues doing that. And they try to bring the child in. And the child said, I wasn't raised that way. That's another higher dimension of reverence. That is to make the instruction as weighty as the presence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I won't try this rubbish because God is here. Level one. I won't try this rubbish because the Bible says not to do it. Higher level. And when we begin to see you making decisions that are informed by godly reverence, we are saying you're already beginning to become wise. So, it means for you to carry the responsibility of your life that God wants to put in your hands, you need the fear of God, which is the entry point to wisdom. So what that means is, if the fear of God is what starts it, the fear of God is what wraps it, the moment you stop fearing God, you stop becoming wise. Yeah, that's it. Go and ask Solomon. God blessed him with wisdom. But he used the wisdom to marry wives. And he will sit down and be philosophical. Just giving philosophy. I was saying stuff. These wise stuffs. Go and learn from the hand. See, wise one. Wise one. And you know, when you are somebody who is blessed with oratory skill, there's a way you'll be hearing yourself and you are impressed. I love what I'm hearing. Well, we are saying people who may not be able to speak like that can have better results because they fear God. In this journey and in this race, God doesn't select men by how they sound. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Go and check people who are blessed with skills to talk. They've wasted their lives. It is still that talk. They finish themselves. You won't waste your life.
Amen.
Say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? Because I'm trying to show you a very important principle here. Tell your neighbor, you need wisdom to carry the responsibility of your destiny. Say it again loud and clear now. One more time. All right. So Paul speaking there. Say, look you amongst yourself. Seven men of honest report. Of honest report. What does it mean to have honest report? Fantastic track record. Yeah. Fantastic track record. You see, let me tell you this. I'm going to say it and leave it there. You can live in peace with all men. You can. This lifestyle where there's somebody somewhere at one point every time that you are not greeting or not talking to is a devilish lifestyle. The moment they settle your fight, another one has started again. Just to tell you that those people are not the problem, you are a problem. Just the moment they settle, they now settle this one. Another one has erupted. Every time, war, fight, wala, everywhere. You are the one they will greet. You won't answer. You are the one they will talk to. And you think you can carry any responsibility with that character? You think you can't do anything? When you are going through any tribulation like this, put it on your face. Good morning. You don't even have an idea that God is trying to prepare you for the weight of what is coming. And sometimes you'll be in the deepest tunnel and you are still intact. Do you understand what I'm saying here? What has happened to you that you want to take break from church? You were served breakfast. They say, I want to rest. And God rested. You are in the God class. They want to rest. Let me, and having said that, let me give you one wisdom. So I say, give me wisdom. Write out top 3 things you are afraid of losing. If they are not centered around God, you will lose them eventually. Say, give me wisdom. I've never imagined my life without you. It will be like a bus without a conductor. Wow. Somebody say, wisdom. Wisdom, no go kill you. If I tell you the way I see life, you might be afraid a bit. One of the whether sad realities of life or real realities of life is that eventually anybody can survive without anybody. It may just take time, but eventually everybody will be all right. That's the fact. That's the fact. Look at the most precious things in your life and quickly yield them to God. Because your attempt to keep them by all means is what will even fast track losing them. And listen to what I'm saying. There is a posture you will have that part of the requirement you will need to get to your God-ordained destiny is that you need to have losses. You understand what I'm saying? Just a quiet conversation. I just need to understand something better, the clarity, you know. Just come in, come in, come in. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Can I say what I said again? I said there is a posture you will have that because of the way you have decided what you have decided, it will be very important for you to lose to be complete. Go and ask Abraham. God saw that faith work has stopped when Isaac came. So God said, go and sacrifice Isaac. And to let you know how humorous God is, he said, your only son. I know you don't count Ishmael. So if I say go and give Ishmael, it's not a sacrifice. Some of you are giving Ishmael. Say, I sacrifice to the Lord. You know, Isaac. That one that I say, no, I won't touch it. That's Isaac. Anything you can part with and not feel it is Ishmael. If God say Abraham should go and sacrifice Isaac, he will not even get to the mountain. I say we'll stab him. That's what I say. But Isaac, he had to take him. He was still gisting with the boy. Say, let you wait here. Me and the lad will go yonder and all that. Isaac said, what will you? He said, God will provide himself a this and that. But what necessitated that was not God. It was him. He got to the point where this was his life. What have you made your life? God is not going to share you. You see, if we teach these things, you may think we want to teach you out of your natural emotions, being emotional, but that's not true. But for you to even be healthy, really, you have to put everything in God's hands. Say, Lord, I trust you. Can you say, I trust you, Lord? That Isaac you are keeping, it will either grow weed. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. One time I dated a girl. See, I always share the story. No problem. Doesn't matter. You like, go and store my numbers. I don't even care. When this sister will go to eat in a restaurant or an eatery, and she enters the eatery, all heads will turn. All heads. Tall, maybe like 6.2 feet tall. Oh, yes. Yellow. Very nice skin. The only skin I've seen better than that is my wife's skin. Go and hug you. Why are you clapping? Is he your wife? What do you mean? What? You see, that's why they used to break up with many of you. You are in a relationship. I say the only skin that is better than that is my wife's skin. The girl is looking at you and saying, hey. So, they now break up with you now and now say that. I'm sorry for Jesus. No. That moment, just tell your spouse that actually you are better. But make sure I don't hear. I'll just suspend you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everywhere, people will be turning their head and be wondering, who is this Indian girl? You know, there's a way you will be feeling high and just say, oh, yes, that's my babe. Yeah. You get bang on your head. Yeah. So how they flog this one with a rhymer cord. Part of the most important processes in your life is losing. It is important that you have a track record of losing and staying steadfast. Then you can be trusted with more. You have no capacity if you have not handled losses before. Sometimes God can see that your testimony is making you proud. This is my first relationship, and that's the person I married. You children of nowadays, bow. That's how you start counting to seven. From where you just said that thing, you just know the person just become cold. See, and I've prepared a book I'm even going to release when we get my. Change the title. To what? So he left. So he left. Change the title. Praise God. You've got to have a track. Listen. I'm not a spoiler. So I'm looking at me and say, what's my faith like this? No. I'm not a spoiler. I'm saying you can make up your mind and yield things to God early. So you don't fast track it. You don't initiate a process of losing. You lose what God has seen that is taking his place in your life. That's what you are going to lose. Are you following what I'm saying here? Huh? When I lost my mentor, I cried. We were so bonded that the day he died, I didn't know. I had not received call that he died. I had a trip to Lagos from Ife. And I just noticed that I was down. I don't want anybody to talk to me. I was on the bus. Nobody, don't greet me. Just leave me alone. I don't want to talk to anybody. It was like a dark cloud was around me. was wondering what's happening. I'm a joyful person. I go to Lagos. Somebody called me and said, "Hey, Pastor Femi, where are you?" I said, "I'm in Lagos." "So are you sitting or standing?" I said, "I'm standing." He said, "Do you want to find somewhere to sit down?" I said, "No, talk to me. What's going on?" They were sorry. We lost him this morning. Lost who? I now went to check all my decisions, my life, what's my life without this person. It's been how many years now? We are still moving on. You must have the capacity to handle loss. You must. Sometimes, the aspect of God's use that you desire will necessitate certain kind of training. Oh, yes. It will. Let me say this to you. The covenant of God on my life, or the dimension of God on my life. Oh, yes, I have investment, I have things. But it does not. You can't walk in such and try to hoard. You can't. There's no room for that. It depends. Let me move on before I begin to say things I should not say. All right, so say it again. "Wherefore, brethren, look you amongst yourselves, seven men of honest report," say honest report, "full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom." Very, very important. What is the report of the brethren? God is person to have a very good opportunity to serve in your local assembly. It has to be good report. Oh, yes. Not the one that comes out of being able to act drama. And that's why it must be honest. Okay? By acting drama, I mean pretending. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So we may appoint. Also, God wants to share the responsibilities. He wants to. And I can tell you for free. Sometimes there are people in places, but there's no man. By the grace of God, one of our pastors will be leaving the country today, and I'm going to bless him this morning. And that's Pastor Wale. All right? The day he spoke to me about it, we've been praying about it, and I told my wife, I was telling one of my boys today, I said, there's no human being I know that directly ministers to me and do it successfully for 3 months, and God doesn't change their level. I've just observed the trend. At the most crucial time of our life, where we could have actually faced a lot of setback and shame, we just gave out our car. He filled in the way he did it. I said, watch if God doesn't change this guy's story. He's a son like 20. Yes. There are nations that we have men, but we also don't have men. But there are places that when one man enters, we are good to go. Because that is our full strength entry. Oh, yes. That is our full strength entry. And one of the ways you know a true son, particularly the ones that you've known before he gets married, check the wife after he gets married. It will reach a point of equilibrium. The honor he carries, and sometimes the lady might be coming and say, "I want to lend this house." You will see the balance. That's how to know sons. Full of spirit and wisdom. Not jumping up and down, gallivanting. You must learn. When he told me, he said, I have to travel, I said, "Hey. Ah. Ash. Ish." This is a big one. Is a big one. When we were having a review yesterday among the pastors, I could see the pastor of wealthy house. He was not smiling. He was not smiling. And I know that look. Because it's like you are taking a major chunk. There are seats that one person sits on. You need 50 to come and try. For that seat to be occupied. You must become that formidable. What does it take? Don't be stupid, sir. I use that word with my full mouth. Anything convincing you against your leaders and local assembly is out for your destiny. Don't be stupid. You don't gain anything by doing that. Serve. It's just that simple. The reason I don't teach, I don't like to go in this area. People don't feel used. Because there are people whose esteem is very bad. Every time they call me. It's a privilege. The final week to leave Ibadan, I think we're having a prayer meeting. We waited for him to come and get to our house early in the morning. Anywhere from 6 is there. We waited. I told my wife, I said, for him not to be here, when he finally wakes up, he's going to be very sad. Because you could trust the heart. You can. Praise God. You see, you must make up your mind to emulate good things. Yes. There are places you have crowd, but you don't have a man. It's a woman who may have point over these things. Sometimes you appoint people over something, just small thing they've given you. You have your own method. Your own way. Like to do things, no accountability, no submission to anybody. Will not submit any vision once you just run ahead and do it. That's a dangerous person. See, there are zeals that are bad. They are a reflection of the spirit of rebellion seated. If you can still do that same thing with accountability, you can be told no, and your joy is still intact, then you're a good person. We want to go to the... Well, don't do it yet. Oh, thank you, sir. And accountability is not jumping your immediate leader to another one. Accountability is following the chain of command. Following the chain of... You see, some of you are under my discipline. I've rebuked you. You don't like to put your life in a structure where you can be held to anything. And I'm saying this because you are workers. You come to church now, we will not see you another 2 weeks. Nonsense. You can't do anything like that. If I come to church and tomorrow I decide I want to just watch from home, will you be blessed? Have you noticed that I minister almost 365 days in a year? Without running dry. Every day you wake up, you know it's going to show up for PPC. Or if you feel I don't feel like sleeping. I don't get tired. Oh, I don't have troubles also. I don't have immediate family. Capacity here. Build through training. Commitment. Some of you trivialize the things we do until we give you time to do quarter. Do you understand what I'm teaching you here? You need to get it. It takes a level of capacity to be a blessing on a daily basis. And you are not stale. And every sermon you have ever preached is relevant. Go and get my old messages and get the new ones. You don't find anything and say, what's this? Are you following what I'm saying? Capacity, training. Training. And I tell you, there are people that we even pray that they leave the local assembly. We are praying that they should leave. Because people must not meet that mindset on ground. People were asking questions when we're teaching, because that one is general, so I can tell you a bit. The church can pray that people should go. Particularly if it's a growing church. And they must not meet a pattern like this. Say, God, let me remove this person so others can learn, have the opportunity to learn afresh.
They must not meet somebody who is thinking like this.
Oh, yes.
Before I left Ibadan, I had to do some weeding. Weeding. And I look at some of my spiritual daughters and sons, the level at which I know it is because they didn't meet certain individuals on ground. I say it with my full mouth. If they met them on ground, they would have been polluted. I'm talking about church now. Church. I said I'm saying it with my full mouth. Don't be the person that God's children must not meet on ground because of the journey you have taken yourself to. We are not saying you are not a happy person. We are saying people who come close to you become rebellious. It is your spirit. Honest report. Listen to what I'm saying here. Anything God wants to do with your life that does not start from your local assembly, growing from there, whether it is God calling you out or God using you there, you have missed the process. There must be a pattern of consistent trust in your local assembly. There must be a pattern that you were growing and you were being promoted. And that's why in Sphere of Light Church, as people begin to run higher, leadership training is not what you apply for. We select. Anybody can do workers' meeting. That's how anybody can do school of ministry. That's as far as he can get. Any other thing, we select. And when we select, we also deselect. Once there is rebellion, what you need is not more information. What you need is repentance. If you, those of you in Abuja, if you listen to what I'm teaching you and you allow yourself to be trained, when I'm leaving this city, you'll be strong. Very strong. See, no leader maintains follower for life. You are trying to raise leaders and followers. You think I'm training you to be seated here, just sit down every week and just sit down. Say, I wish I can preach like Apostle. Get his message and sit down with it now. Sit down, lock yourself up in fasting and prayer. You will catch the spirit. Some people say, I want this, but are you desperate for it? Sit down, lock the door, lock yourself up, lock it, and say, I will not stop praying till I catch the spirit and come out like a wild wind. The strange dimensions of the spirit. Are you following what I'm saying here? You will. If you observe my style, you will observe that I'm not someone who likes to be everywhere. I step back. That's why you see on Thursdays, I allow you to give people platforms and privilege. All right? Because sometimes if I'm here watching, they may be under too much pressure. Just step back. Yes, go ahead and do it. You can. Let me say this to you and I will leave it in one word. You have not matured under your spiritual father until he begins to recommend you. And say, you want me here? No, I have somebody who will come. Ah, that's a mature person. That's a mature person. That's growth there. I said, that's growth there. That's the way it works. If I can recommend, then say. You want to say, call that person. Say, you're going to get it done. I was talking to one of my spiritual daughters yesterday night. She had gone to start listening to my messages, old messages. When I receive such message from people, I just smile. Say, you know something that others don't know. There are those that the things I teach, they will never, listen to it because they know it. Yeah. I was blessed. Yeah, what the apostle teach on how it was fantastic. It was fantastic. That's it. Let's pray, please. What an amazing Sunday. Now, this morning I continue from that same Act 6. Now I'm going to go a bit slow. Praise God. Lift your hands, everyone, and say, Lord, anoint me. Use me powerfully. Oh, yes. Can you pray that prayer? Oh, yes. Say, Lord, use me powerfully. Oh, yes. Please pray. Many destinies are counting on you. You may not hear the sound of the rain, but the ditch will be filled with water. Get ready. You will get used to holding big things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Get used to holding big things. Maybe a time will even come when we have first timer. You just give a plot of land and say, what's your name? So take a plot of land. So, where do you want it? Say, if I can get, say, I don't like to stress you, but just give me around that Sokoro, say. Okay. Oh, yes. Do you believe God can do it?
Yes!
Or you feel you have to be 40 to own one?
Oh.
These things will happen, sir.
Yes!
Don't forget what I'm telling you. It will. And you will not be missing.
Yes!
Praise God. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. So we declare today's service opened in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Supply of grace and the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in Jesus' name. God bless you. Shake two or three people and say good morning. Happy Sunday.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.